Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Short Tales, a series of short stories and reviews written and read by me, Damien Robb. Sometimes we need some motivation, and this motivation can come from anywhere. It can come from a loved one's encouragement or a deadline that needs to be met, or by breaking down a task into smaller, more manageable pieces, and sometimes it can come from a kitten who's hanging from a branch. This review is on the Hang In There Baby poster. Many of us are familiar with a poster depicting a cat hanging from some kind of branch with the words "Hang in there, baby," or something to that effect, printed beside it. It's perhaps the first motivational poster created, meant to inspire us to hold on to our resolve and battle through whatever challenges we're facing, to hang in there a bit longer, insinuating a reprieve is coming if we can just hold strong. I can't say that looking at that startled cat hanging from a branch has ever stirred much inspiration inside of me, although that may be because in my mind the cat looks like it's about to fall. Or maybe it's the use of the word baby. However, many others have been inspired by said poster, enough that it's become a mainstay in our collective consciousness, the image still being shared and sold in multiple forms to this very day. And it could be argued that it's the first of the modern kind of meme. It truly has hung in there, baby. The original image was black and white, featured a Siamese kitten hanging from a bamboo pole, and was taken by a man named Victor Baldwin in 1963. It wouldn't be until 8 years later that that poster was made, but in that time, the image was already gaining in popularity. Baldwin lived in Beverly Hills in California, where he owned a portrait studio and photographed famous clientele such as Sammy Davis Jr., Ronald Reagan, and Frank Sinatra. But he was also a lover of animals, so he didn't limit himself to taking photos of just our species. He also worked as the animal portrait and photo editor for Cat Fancy and Dog Fancy magazines, which I think deserved their own reviews one day, as not only were they spectacularly titled magazines, but also have their own rich history. In 1970, Baldwin and his then wife, Janine Baldwin, produced a book called The Outcast Kitten. It featured photos Baldwin had taken of their numerous cats and told the story of Wiki, a lost kitten who gets adopted by a mother cat who already has two kittens of her own. Wiki, aiming to impress and gain the approval of his two adopted siblings, performs a number of acrobatic tricks, including one where he hangs from a bamboo pole. Wiki, whose real name was Sassy, was not only featured in the book in that now famous pose, but also on the back cover. The image was then used again as publicity to increase subscriptions to Cat Fancy. Soon, fans of the book started writing to Baldwin, requesting copies of the photograph. Baldwin saw the demand as the opportunity it was, and so produced a poster of the image, deciding to add a caption which comprised four words and one comma. "Hang in there, baby." After composer Meredith Wilson brought the first copy, orders started coming in. So many, in fact, that soon Baldwin had to hire staff to keep up with them. By 1973, Baldwin had sold more than 350,000 copies. Like I said earlier, this poster does little to inspire me personally, but I can't deny the effect it's had in its time. Baldwin later spoke of receiving letters from people thanking him, saying it helped them through accidents and surgeries and a number of other difficult events where they needed a reminder to hang in there. The popularity of the poster is also undeniable. Imitators quickly spawned out of this popularity, some bootleg copies of the original, others produced by major greeting cards and poster publishers. As a matter of integrity, Baldwin, who has held the copyright to the original image since 1970, sued each infringement he could find, winning every case. He's estimated that over 10 million unauthorized versions and direct copies of the poster have been made. Over 10 million cats hanging from 10 million poles or branches or bits of rope, telling all of us to hang in there. The poster has also been featured in some way in an incredible multitude of television shows and movies, including The Simpsons, Finding Dory, That 70s Show, Becca, The Hangover Part 3, Mad Men, Fear the Walking Dead, Family Guy, Mr. Robot, and multiple others. In The Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles, the human resistant even uses the phrase, "Hang in there, baby," as their motto, with one of the original posters making an appearance on their show, as well as another that features a liar gnawing on a Terminator skull with the phrase inscribed beside it. At this very moment, a copy of the poster hangs in an outer office of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, a vintage copy that previously belonged to his father. Copies were also presented to Spiro Agnew and Richard Nixon, signed by fellow members of Congress as a show of support during their scandals. Although, as history has shown, it was perhaps the wrong advice to give on those particular occasions. Which brings me to my final point. At some point, that cat stopped hanging in there. In fact, after a number of people wrote in to Baldwin concerned the poster constituted animal cruelty, Baldwin assured them that Sassy had in fact held onto the pole only briefly while playing before falling gently to the ground. And therein lies the one bit of inspiration I draw from that poster. Don't be afraid to fall. It may run counter to the poster's original advice, but to me, it's one that has more resonance. That's because I'm someone who likes to do things right, more than right, perfect if possible. And so sometimes I hold on to a thing afraid to let go, afraid to move lest I fall into that bottomless pit of failure. Except here's the thing, failure isn't a bottomless pit. I'm not sure it's even a pit at all. I think it's a step, one that exists as part of a staircase that leads to something greater, achievement of some kind. Without the occasional failure, you can't have learning or improving or the eventual mastering of a thing. Hang in there may be good advice for those going to surgery or recovering from heartache, but it's not apt for those resisting movement due to a fear of failure. And you can be afraid to fall, you can be terrified, that's okay. Just don't let it stop you from doing the thing. Because doing the thing, whatever it may be, is always better than never having tried. It seems to me that if Sassy had held on for fear of falling, he wouldn't have gotten anywhere. He would have hung in place, moving neither up nor down, static and afraid, never knowing just how close he was to the ground. Maybe it's time to let go. Baby. One more thing before you go. As you likely noticed, today's episode wasn't a story or a conversation, and that's because I've decided to mix things up for season two. Which is also the reason for the updated season 2 cover art, if you caught that one as well. So, I'm still planning to have the occasional conversation and have some lined up for later in the year, but I also want to fill out the slate with some reviews. These reviews, as you just heard, can be on anything. And if you're familiar with the John Green podcast, The Anthropocene Reviewed, you know exactly where this idea came from. The reason that I wanted to include these reviews is because they allow for a completely different kind of writing. There are no characters or settings or plot points, it's just themes and ideas. It forces me to dig into the mush that can be my thoughts and pull some free, straighten them out and line them up, get them into any kind of order. There's something freeing about that, and it's one of the great benefits of writing. It also does feed the other creative kind of writing, because if I can figure out how I think, then maybe I can figure out how my characters think as well. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it and there'll be more on the way. And if you write your own review, send it my way. I'd love to read it. And while you're at it, if you want to say hi, you can do that too. You can email me at shorttales.podcast@gmail.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Midday Pajamas. Until next time, this has been Short Tales, and I've been Damien Robb.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.